Dehydration occurs when your body loses too much fluid. This can happen when you stop drinking water or lose large amounts of fluid through diarrhea, vomiting, sweating, or exercise. Not drinking enough fluids can cause muscle cramps. You may feel faint. Usually your body can reabsorb fluid from your blood and other body tissues. But by the time you become severely dehydrated, you no longer have enough fluid in your body to get blood to your organs, and you may go into shock, which is a life-threatening condition. Dehydration can occur in anyone of any age, but it is most dangerous for babies, small children, and older adults. Babies and small children have an increased chance of becoming dehydrated because a greater portion of their bodies is made of water. Children also have a high metabolic rate, so their bodies use more water. A child's kidneys do not conserve water as well as an adult's kidneys. Babies and small children also have an increased chance of becoming dehydrated because a child's natural defense system that helps fight infection, called the immune system, is not fully developed. This increases the chance of getting an illness that causes vomiting and diarrhea, which could lead to dehydration. Another reason for children's increased risk of dehydration is that they often will not drink or eat when they are not feeling well. And in some cases, they may not get enough fluids because of caregivers. Older adults have an increased chance of becoming dehydrated because they may not drink because they do not feel as thirsty as younger people. They may have kidneys that do not work well, or they may choose not to drink because of incontinence, which is the inability to control the bladder. Older adults may have physical problems or a disease that makes it hard to drink or hold a glass, painful to get up from a chair, or painful or exhausting to go to the bathroom. They may have trouble talking or communicating to someone about their symptoms. Some older adults may become dehydrated because they take medicines that increase urine output. Or they may not have enough money to adequately feed themselves. Watch babies, small children, and older adults closely for the early symptoms of dehydration anytime they have illnesses that cause high fever, vomiting, or diarrhea. The early symptoms of dehydration are a dry mouth and sticky saliva, reduced urine output with dark yellow urine, and acting listless or easily irritated.
How can you treat dehydration at home?
In the early stages, you may be able to correct mild to moderate dehydration with home treatment measures. It is important to control fluid losses and replace lost fluids. If you are an adult or a child older than age 12 and you become mildly to moderately dehydrated while working outside or exercising, stop the activity and rest. Also, get out of direct sunlight and lie down in a cool spot, such as in the shade or an air-conditioned area. Prop up your feet, take off any extra clothes, and drink a rehydration drink, water, juice, or sports drink to replace fluids and minerals. Drink 2 quarts of cool liquids over the next 2 to 4 hours. You should drink at least 10 glasses of liquid a day to replace lost fluids. Rest and take it easy for 24 hours and continue to drink a lot of fluids. Although you will probably start feeling better within just a few hours, it may take as long as a day and a half to completely replace the fluid that you lost. For children ages 1 through 11, make sure your child is drinking often. Frequent, small amounts work best. For children with dehydration, an oral rehydration solution of half-strength orange juice can be used. Or plain water may be used to replace lost fluids if the child is eating food. Allow your child to drink as much fluid as he or she wants. Encourage your child to drink extra fluids or suck on popsicles. Children between the ages of 4 and 10 should drink at least 6 to 10 glasses of liquids to replace lost fluids. Cereal mixed with milk or water may also be used to replace lost fluids. For newborns and babies younger than 1 year, offer fluids to your baby often. If you breastfeed your baby, nurse him or her more often. If you use a bottle to feed your baby, feed him or her more often. Use an oral rehydration solution, or ORS, if mild or moderate dehydration develops. The amount of ORS your baby needs depends on his or her weight and how dehydrated he or she is. You can give the ORS in a dropper, spoon, or bottle. If your baby has started eating cereal, you may replace lost fluids with cereal. You also may feed your baby strained bananas and mashed potatoes if your child has had these foods before.
How can you prevent dehydration?
Prompt home treatment for illnesses that cause diarrhea, vomiting, or fever will help prevent dehydration. To prevent dehydration during hot weather or exercise, drink 8 to 10 glasses of fluid, such as water or a sports drink, each day. Drink extra water before, during, and after exercise. Take a container of water or sports drink with you when you exercise. and try to drink at least every 15 to 20 minutes. Use a sports drink if you will be exercising for longer than 1 hour. Encourage your child to drink extra fluids or suck on popsicles. Children between the ages of 4 and 10 should drink at least 6 to 10 glasses of liquids to replace lost fluids. Do not drink coffee, colas, or other drinks that contain caffeine. They increase urine output and make you dehydrate faster. Avoid high-protein diets. If you are on a high-protein diet, make sure that you drink at least 8 to 12 glasses of water each day. Do not drink alcohol, including beer and wine. They increase dehydration and make it difficult to make good decisions. Do not take salt tablets. Most people get plenty of salt in their diets. Use a sports drink if you are worried about replacing minerals lost through sweating. Stop working outdoors or exercising if you feel dizzy, lightheaded, or very tired. Wear one layer of lightweight, light-colored clothing when you are working or exercising outdoors. Change into dry clothing as soon as you can if your clothes get soaked with sweat. Never exercise in a rubber suit.